Hallelujah. This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God is good all the time. You know, He always makes a way of escape. Always. We have been talking about the beginning and the end, and the Bible tells us, as is in the days of Noah, so shall it be. We'll know that Jesus is coming. And I can guarantee you that He's coming. You may think, well, what about my job and what about my family and whatever? Better tell them about Jesus. Praise be to God. The beginning and the end. We've talked about the Nephilim, the sons of Noah. I'm gonna... Hallelujah. Serpent. The seed of the serpent. And if you'll turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, you know, when I hear about the things of the serpent, I'm always go back to my experiences with the serpent. You know, over 20 years ago, when I had a visitation from the Lord, a serpent came out of my body. And it was, my dog was with me, and the Lord was in front of me, and the serpent was trying to bite my dog. It was vicious and evil, and it was manifested in the natural realm. It was hissing and trying to bite my dog. I always thought, you know, I realized it couldn't bite me. That was the realization later. But I was concerned for my dog, and I looked to the Lord and said, Lord, what do I do? The next thing I know, my hand went towards this serpent that was hissing viciously. And I said, from the love of God, I curse you, Satan. Of course, I never knew anything about that. I heard about the devil I've seen on cartoons, but I really didn't know how real he was. I thought I was going crazy when I would see shadows and demons running around my home, and just thought I was nuts or was an after effect of my drug abuse. But they were real. When that serpent came out of my body, and when I said to the Lord, I said, what do I do? When he said that, I thought, wow, where did these words come from? Of course, God knows He gives you the words to speak because His Spirit came in me as He comes in all of us. And when He said to me, that came out of you, guy, I realized, whoa, demons are serpents also. And snakes are the most cursed animal on the planet. Every snake carries a demon. There's no clean snake. Logos of snakes carry demons. And we have a teaching on serpents, and you're more than welcome to go to the Eternal Library. I'm not going to teach on serpents, but one of the things I want to share is the area of the seed of the serpent, because I was a servant of darkness unknowingly, and I was dying. And it wasn't until I gave my life to Jesus and got filled with the Spirit that He delivered me and healed me. But when that serpent came out of my body and manifested in a natural realm, Satan's reality was very real to me. There was no more question of whether I'm nuts. I was. No. I was nuts over Jesus. There was no question anymore about demons and evil and rulers of darkness. And there was no more question about it. There was no more hesitation about it. When the Lord revealed to me many things and about the ruler of this world, who is Satan, and my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And there was no more hesitation about it. And it was a cry and scream of my heart from that point on to expose the enemy, to expose darkness, and to equip the saints so that they can see evilness. You know, one of the things the devil doesn't want you to do is get in God's presence. That's why people don't worship. Well, I don't worship because I don't feel like it. No, you don't worship because you have a devil in you. And probably more than one. Well, I don't believe in fellowship. Well, it's because you have a demon in you, a devil. Those are the things that prevent us from knowing God and getting stronger in the Lord. Well, I don't feel like it. What, my attitude? Well, those all are influences of the unseen realm, and they are real. One of the things the enemy's always doing is knocking at your door, trying to access you and live in you. These serpents are real. These demons are real. There's no fake, no joke, no fairy tale. They are real. They cause division, they cause sickness, and they promote death. They promote the will of man, instead of the will of God. They bring fear, anxiety, stress. They bring blindness. They bring all kinds of disease to mankind. And it starts at a young age. We inherit them through generational curses. We inherit, by our own mouth, we bring them into us. By things. Hallelujah. So the enemy knocks at your thoughts. Hey, agree with this. And he exits us. There was a gentleman that Jesus came up to who was loaded with demons. And he told the man, be quiet. He was very strong. And he asked the demon what his name was. And his name was Legion. He said, for we are many. So there was a minimum of 2,000 to 3,000 demons in that one person. Hello. So there's got to be a reality of this. And I want to explain some of the things by the Spirit so that we can understand. Because there's not only the seed of the serpent, but there's a serpent seed. Now, I know it kind of sounds strange, but there's a seed of the serpent and the serpent seed, which one promotes not only his image and likeness, but one promotes his character, and one is the area where there is hybrids. In Genesis chapter 1, in verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The first thing God created was time in the beginning. The heavens, the eternal realm, the unseen realm. This has nothing to do with the universe. This is the unseen realm, the angels he created. We don't know how long angels were with God before he chose to create the universe. But it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And so we see that the first thing he created was time. So out of eternity, he chose to take a piece out of eternity and call it the universe. It's where he said a beginning and the end. Because where there's a beginning, there's a end. And where there's an end, there's a beginning. Time seems to recycle itself in some way. The only way time can be removed is when God removes it. But God is not bound by space and time, but everything in the universe is. And it says, so he created all the heavenly hosts, he created everything, then he created the universe and created the earth. The earth was specifically spoken of because it was a place that God chose to dwell with his new creation. The earth. In verse 2. And it says, and the earth was without form. And I want you to understand, void. In other words, useless, no good. How can the earth be useless and no good? God doesn't create anything useless and no good. So between verses 1 and 2, there's a time sequence that we do not know. We don't know how long. But when God creates something, he creates it perfect. Everything that he creates perfect. It's things that after that pollute. So the Lord created the earth perfectly. Now look at this. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. What does darkness represent? Evil. So something occurred where there was evil on the face of the deep in the earth. So between verses 1 and 2, there was a time sequence. And then it says, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. The word let there be means to restore, not create. So we see something happen here. So I want to share about really quick, so we don't have to spend all day, because this could take forever. The original earth that God created was perfect. And in this perfected earth, Lucifer was given charge over it. He was the praise and worship leader of the universe. It was known as the mountain of God. The angels inhabited it. When Lucifer fell and rebelled against God, it became chaotic. God shut the earth down. Then the Spirit of the Lord began to hover over the earth. That's what we call the Ice Age, when the Lord shut it down, the Ice Age. There's all kinds of questions and how, what, and whatever. But when he said, let there be light, what was he doing? He was beginning to remove the interference of the sun shining on the earth, and light was shining, so warmth was coming back, because everything was destroyed on the earth. So we know that Lucifer, who ruled, who was in charge of the earth, and the angels with him, they, because of Lucifer's arrogance and pride, wanted to be like God. He liked ruling the earth, but self began to manifest in his life. And he wanted to exalt himself above God. And we'll go there in a second. So we see that there was an original earth, a chaotic earth. And Lucifer was actually sentenced to the earth. That's why it says it on the face of the deep. I'm giving you a quick scenario before we go into the scriptures. And then God created man. That's called the restored earth. But Lucifer, who became the serpent, who was an upright serpent, deceived Adam, because Adam was ruler, deceived Eve and Adam, and he took rulership over the earth again. And this is where we are right now, the fallen earth. It's corrupted. It's ruled by the corrupter. He is known as the father of all lies, the murderer, and the power of all deception. This earth is corrupted. The Bible tells us that we're groaning. There's groanings within us. Even the earth groans to be removed from this corruption. It's groaning to wait for the sons of God to take over again. Why? Because they took over at one time, but then they fell. Sons of God are known as angels. See, hallelujah. Groaning for me and you to be transfigured and turned back over to the earth. Is everybody okay? In Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66 in verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and earth is my what? Footstool. Will God put his foot on anything contaminated? Polluted? No. Maybe to crush the head of the serpent, but that'd be it. He said, where is the house that you will build for me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But one, on this one, I will look on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. So we see that the earth is the footstool of God. Remember, the earth was known as the mountain of God. In Isaiah 45, we also have a teaching on demons, which references many of these scriptures. In verse 18, Isaiah 45:18, for thus says the Lord who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it and did not create it, what? In vain. He did not create it in vain. In other words, he did not create it empty or wasteful. So when God originally created the earth, it was perfect. Who formed it to be what? Inhabited. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Inhabited. At that time when God created it, it was going to be inhabited by Lucifer, who was a praise and worship leader, and angels. And very possible, dinosaurs. But we're not going to get into all that today. Ezekiel 28. You know, they just found a dinosaur today. They dug one up somewhere. It's huge. They said it's 7 million years old. Hey, what do I know? 7 million years old. Maybe that was, you know, we don't know the time span between when God created the earth and the earth was inhabited by the angels. We don't know that time span, how long they were here. You know, Moses spent 40 days with the Lord, but to him it was 5 minutes. So, Ezekiel 28. Is everybody there? In verse 12. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God, remember the word of God is three-dimensional. So he's not only speaking about a king of Tyre, but he's speaking about the prince of power of the principality over there of the king of Tyre, the ruling king who was known as Lucifer or Satan. What does it say? You were the seal of what? Perfection. Was there any man that was created perfect? Jesus. But he was God. The God man. Full of what? Wisdom and perfect and beauty. Has everybody got it? He was full of wisdom and perfect and beauty. He says, you were in a garden, in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. Why was every precious stone your covering? Because he was given the authority to rule the earth. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardis, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. He was perfect and beautiful and full of wisdom. This was what he looked like. This is what God created him. And he gave him all of these things. He was there. Remember this. He was there when the Lord formed the universe. He was the first angel created. He was the highest ranking angels. Then came Michael. Let's go a little further. He says, the workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were what? You were created. So God breathed through Lucifer. He was beautiful. And as he would breathe through, his breath would go through Lucifer, his timbrels and pipes would fill the universe with praise to God. Right from this little earth. Verse 14, what does it say? You are the what? Anointed cherub who covers. In other words, you are the angel who covers the universe with my praise. I established you. Look at, come on, look at this very carefully. You were on the holy mountain of God. What was the holy mountain of God? The earth. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. What? That's when God was creating the earth. Lucifer saw it. He saw how God created the earth. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. So we see here that Lucifer was perfect, beautiful, full of splendor, was given the authority over the earth with all its precious stones to show his authority, and was the praise and worship leader of the universe. He was God's right-hand man, God's right-hand angel. Every angel was in charge of a third of the angels. Archangels were in charge of a third of the angels. You have Lucifer. Hallelujah. And Lucifer was cast to the earth and a third of the angels with him because he's in charge of the third of the angels. Isaiah 14. This is when the earth was perfect. There was beautiful Lucifer, praise and worshiping. In verse 12. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the earth. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. And this was the Lord's response. Yet you shall be brought down to what? Sheol, to the what? Lowest depths of the pit. That's where the Lord in Genesis 1, verse 2. And he says, and darkness was on the face of the what? Deep. This is where he was sentenced to. But of course, he was sentenced also to the atmosphere here. Now, you see the I syndrome here. I will exalt myself. I will. And so the Lord said, no, you won't. And this is, so at this period of time when Lucifer was on the earth and the angels were on the earth, we don't know exactly what was really happening. But he says, you have, hallelujah. 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 Covering over him, right? He will chain him. So we know that's going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God chained till for judgment in hell, in what they call Hades, in that department. So they're in Hades. They're, hallelujah. And come into the natural realm. He will be chained at the end of 3.5 years. At the end. Is everybody okay? So Lucifer exalts himself. He becomes the seed of self. Is everybody okay? And judgment is brought upon him, and the Lord shuts down the earth, and this is what we call the chaotic time. This is what we might call the ice age. But again, it says that you who weaken the nations, again, This is what's going to come. This is what's happening. And that's what was. So we don't really know how the earth was established because angels were inhabiting them. We don't know exactly everything about it. We don't know really what, you know, if you think about something, oil is produced by live organisms, organic material. It's produced by the death of animals and bugs and birds and dinosaurs. So for all the oil that is on the in the earth, which is a process of time, there'd have to be a lot of dead, to produce as much oil as we have now. But that's how oil is created. It's created by pressure from gas and so forth that's in the earth, and by pressure of many years and sediments that go over these dead animals. So when the Lord shut down the earth, there had to be a lot of dead animals here. You know, we don't know exactly 100% what's what. But then over the times, because then what the Lord shut the earth down again with Noah. Not only that, there was people and animals, wasn't there? You know, so at that time, then you saw the sediments that came over in pressure and so forth. And that's where all of those things is what produced gas and oil in the earth. So they've been drilling for it, and there's plenty of it, isn't there? And isn't it amazing how Lucifer uses oil? He uses something of death to manipulate. In fact, he sells death, doesn't he? Oil is associated with things dead. Is everybody okay? Come on, you know, when we begin to see things all the way through, it's like, whoa, this is nuts. No, it's truth. So he uses the things that were dead, remember, God is a God of the living, to sell. It's almost like selling blood. You know, oil is also known as rich man's blood or something. I don't know what they say. Some kind of strange thing. Crude, but it's a oil, but it's been known as like a blood of the earth. Is everybody all right? So we see the chaotic earth. And then we go to Genesis chapter 1. Lucifer's been sentenced. Him and a third of his angels have been sentenced to the earth and its atmosphere. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, it says, "And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. And God created them. Then God blessed them. God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creeping thing.'" And then we see in Genesis chapter 3 in verse 1. And it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden, of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor touch it, lest you die.' And the serpent called God a liar and said, 'No way.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You shall not surely die.'" Amen. "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Of course, he lied. They were not like God. They would lose the image and likeness of God and take over the image of likeness of the serpent. But I think it's so powerful. In other words, let's just go back here, because it says the serpent that was in the garden, amen? So he was a serpent. He was upright, wasn't he? Because the Lord removed his splendor. He removed his presence. He removed his stones. He removed his pipes. Does everybody got it? Now the serpent still had power. But God removed everything. He stripped him of his authority and made him come under the authority of man, who was Adam. But the serpent outwitted Eve. It says he was the most cunning beast God created. So at that point, Adam lost his authority. Why? Because what the serpent was trying to do was plant a seed. He was trying to get someone to eat of his fruit. That's what he was trying to do. Because he knew that if somebody ate of his fruit, they become like him. But in other words, things did not change when Eve ate the fruit. Things changed when Adam did. Because he always goes after the head. Is everybody okay? Okay, so God began to place judgment on them. And in verse 13, "And the Lord said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' And the woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.'" Verse 14. So the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. And on your belly you shall what? Go. In other words, because he was upright. No longer was he upright because he was stripped of his splendor. Amen. Serpent on her belly because he was upright. The seed of the serpent that was implanted in Eve by eating and Adam eating that fruit, what occurred, exactly what happened to the serpent when he exalted himself, to Lucifer when he exalted himself. When he began to exalt himself, self became manifested. This is where self was birthed. A self-conscience, all about me, myself, and I, what I want to do, how I feel. This is my right. This is me. This is what that was doing, was promoting rebellion. Because see, putting self first before God is rebellious. So what had happened actually is Eve became the mother. The word says Eve became the mother of all living, but she became the mother of all living flesh. She was the mother of flesh now. So everything that would come through the womb would be of the flesh, because self was now induced. So everybody got it? Self was now brought forth. So what the serpent was able to do because of his character in the area where he was Lucifer and been stripped of his glory, of his splendor, because he was putting himself above God, that seed, his fruit, is what does the same thing. So when Eve ate that, because she saw that it was good, it looked good to eat, it was good for flesh, fulfilling of taste, and to make someone wise, like God couldn't help her out with that. You know, God doesn't interfere with our free will. So when she chose to take that, what was birthed at that point was self. And that's where flesh came about. Now the life of the flesh was in the blood, no longer in the spirit. They lost their glorified bodies. They lost being able to walk face to face with God. They became blinded to the spirit realm. The serpent disappeared on them. And the Lord said, you can't eat of this tree of life anymore. You're going to have to hit it, because you need to die. I'm doing it for your good. Of course, 900 and something years later, you know, sure, certainly gave them plenty of time to reproduce. So we see that the seed of the serpent that was implanted in Eve by eating promoted self, birth of self. And that is associated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there was still the seed of God, but there was still the seed of the serpent in them. And that's how it is still today, isn't it? Okay, let's go a little further. Genesis 4. And here's the fruit of it. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived, bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. And then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, one of the things that the Bible does not talk about is the daughters. It acknowledges the sons, but it doesn't acknowledge the daughters. So we don't know how many daughters were produced yet, do we? You know, you got to remember that oxygen was pure. Things were pure, man. I mean, there was the Prince of Power of Air, yeah, where everything you bit was going to die now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I figured that when Eve got pregnant, she had a litter. You know, I don't think it was one or two. There's no way. Not only that, they were bigger. They were bigger people. They weren't giants, all right? They were bigger people. Hallelujah. So we see here again that, you know, in the process of time when it came to pass, Cain brought an offering of the ground to the Lord, and Abel brought the offering. But the Lord rejected Cain's. Why did he reject Cain's? Because it wasn't blood. Because remember when Adam and Eve left the garden, he said the only way you're going to take dominion over the flesh is to apply the blood. That's why God killed an animal. That's why there were sacrifices always going on. So Adam and Eve sacrificed. They sacrificed animals as a sacrifice to cover. Noah did the same thing. All the kids did. Well, Cain refused to. And what did the Lord say? He says, man, what's your problem? He was angry because he would not accept his... Cain was angry because he wouldn't accept his offering, but he accepted Abel's. So the Lord said to Cain, what? Hallelujah. About your mother and father, by applying the blood, things will go well. But if you don't do it, sin lies at the door. Sin lies at the door. Sin lies at the door. Sin is the presence of evil. And what it's doing is trying to access. It's the presence of evil. Why? Now listen, I truly believe that at this time, the fallen angels, there's the fallen angels, there's two types of fallen angels. There's the angels that we call fallen that were Satan's angels, okay, that were on the earth. But there are those angels that put on flesh. But I really believe that people Noah's children and so forth were being influenced by these angels. Remember, they could no longer see the spiritual realm, could they? They were blinded of it. So they were being influenced. Angels are not demons. They have a body. A demon needs a body. And so they were influenced. And he said, look it, sin lies at the door and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. If you... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It gives you dominion over your flesh. Is everybody okay? Cain rebelled because of no covering of the blood. Abel submissive. Cain kills Abel, right? The Lord rejects Cain. Cain becomes a vagabond, but he's producing children. The Lord replaces Abel with Seth. Seth marries and so forth. Now children are being, they're doing it. They're multiplying. They're being fruitful and multiplying. Is everybody with me? Okay. And so we see here that there was the righteous seed and the unrighteous seed. You see Cain and Abel. So you see the two differences. But those who were obedient were maintaining dominion over the seed of the serpent. Has everybody got it? That's why you and I are born in darkness. We're born as children of Satan, children of wrath. That's why we must be born again. In Genesis chapter 8, God decides to kill all mankind. Why? Because the angels that put on flesh went into the women, produced offsprings known as Nephilims and hybrids. Hallelujah. And more hybrids. Some of them were giants. Some of them were beautiful. Some of them were ugly. Some of them had 6 feet or 6 toes and all kinds. Some of them were 20-something feet tall. Some of them might have been a little small. I don't know. It wasn't there. I can only tell you what the Bible talks about. And so the Lord says, I'm going to kill everything. Why? He's going to kill everything because there was no more human, pure human DNA left. Everything was now mixed. So everybody got it. Everything was now mixed. So he killed all the animals. He killed everything. With the flood of Noah, except for Noah and his 3 sons, Jeph, Ham, and Shem. So God killed all mankind. And Noah, to prevent and stop the seed of the serpent seed from reproducing through the common. Hallelujah. Nephilim. And now you got Nephilim with Nephilim. You got offbreed hybrids with hybrids, and they're producing. And, you know, you look at all of the things that were going on, especially the mystical religions that were going on. All of these wild things, rituals. You know, you can go to almost all cultures. And hallelujah. About people that came from the heavens and taught them how to do things. These were the fallen angels that put on flesh. They had Zeus, they had everything. They the mystical arena in the unseen realm is true to them. They believe that they're gods and goddesses. They do all kinds of ritual things, but they're services to Satan, who is the king of them all. Is everybody okay? Now, when the Lord has, in Genesis 8, in verse 20, it says, that Noah built an altar to the Lord. This is when they came out of the ark. And took every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on it. Hallelujah. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never curse the ground again for man's sake. And although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, for I will again destroy, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done, in other words, with water. He won't flood the earth again. And it's powerful. I love it because Noah, as soon as he gets out, he sets the altar up to what? Cover. apply the blood. But there's somebody that rejects it. There's somebody that turns away from it. There's somebody that refuses to go there. And that was his son Ham. Shem and Japheth followed. Ham rejected. And the reason why Ham again rejected is because he married a hybrid. And when you fellowship with a hybrid or a Nephilim offspring, you begin to worship their gods. The Bible says they became one flesh. So when you become one flesh, you inherit what they have. And a man shall leave a woman. No. A woman shall leave the father or something like that. Amen. Come on, tell me, what is it? Thank you. Come on, participate here. The man shall leave the mother and father, right? And be married and become one flesh with his wife. So when you become one flesh with someone, you inherit all the curses from that family line of that family. Nice, huh? That's why it's good to break it all off, man. So we got Japheth, Ham, and Shem. Now, just to give you a quick scenario, Japheth, his family line extended all the way to Europe and Asia and so forth. Shem's family line extended it to the Middle East, and Ham was like Southwest Asia, Canaan, Africa, and so forth. In Genesis 11, it talks about Nimrod. It says, now the whole earth had one language and one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Shinar is known as Iraq, or what they call Babylon. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks. Let us make bricks. Man, how did they learn how to make bricks? God didn't teach them that. Hello? And let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. Why? Because they were doing an ungodly thing. God wouldn't promote it, would he? And they said, come, let us build ourselves. Build what? Ourselves. Why? Because self was birth and everything was about self. Let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in. Hallelujah. Earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one and they all have one language and this is what they have done. Now nothing that they purpose to do will be withheld from them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speech. Now we know that this occurred because Nimrod was the one who established the Tower of Babel. Nimrod was, I guess you might say, this was his great-great-great-grandson, something like that. Grandson, one of the grands, his grandson. Anyway, so Nimrod, and the Bible says that Nimrod became a giant. The true translation, if you look in the Septuagint, that Nimrod became a giant. Why? Because he was a hybrid. He became a Nephilim. And so they were able to build this tower called the Tower of Babel. And as it was actually a representation of the Tower of Self, with the serpent seed, the hybrid, ruling and building cities. They built cities all over. And they brought forth perverted religion, which was the worship of creation instead of creator. They began to worship one another. They began to worship immorality. They began to worship sex. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They became independent instead of dependent, which was promoting rebellion, wasn't it? Everything. Hallelujah. Same thing that Lucifer did when he got removed from the earth. I will be like the Most High God. I will exalt myself. I will ascend above the heavens, above the clouds. What were they doing? They were building a tower above the clouds. They were trying to reach heaven, weren't they? Because they were exalting oneself. And there was all one language. And the Lord said, this ain't going to work. So when he came and he separated them from language to language, this is how they separated. And they went. The thing is hybrids still went. It still went on. Because this was after the flood. Remember, as a hybrid, Nimrod's death would become he would become an influenced demon. In fact, it says that he was two-thirds God and one-third man because he was godlike, because they looked at him as a god. Through the promised seed of Shem, remember now, this was the seed of Ham, was the seed of the serpent. That was his seed to produce offspring. Through the seed of Shem, God would build an army to defeat and destroy the Nephilim, or to come against these hybrids. And many of them were killed. That's why he chose David. That's why he chose all of the military and so forth. And I really believe that many of them are still here. Not the Nephilim, but many of the hybrids are still here in human form. Just like Nimrod, who was wanted his own government. He was his own self-ruling government. Remember, that's Satan's kingdom. And that's why we've got to understand that everything of the world, Satan is ruler of the world, all everything of the world. Hallelujah. Satan's kingdom. Either they're following hybrids, that are hybrids still here right now, that look in human form. It's hard and difficult unless you see in the spirit, which hybrid cannot be redeemed. They are true believers that Satan is God and that Jesus is their enemy. They've infiltrated their government. Hallelujah. Anything. They may let you think that you're voting for a president, but they put their president in. Is everybody okay? You might have a sense of freedom, but we really don't. They convince the carnal world also to follow them. So there are many individuals that are human, but they follow them because of fame and money and everything else. Because the world to them is everything. Money to them is their God. In Romans 1. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Is everybody all right? You're getting this? In Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. For the wrath of God is what? Revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness, men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Hallelujah. Corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, God also... Hallelujah! Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature, or creation, rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. And this is why God... Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Nature... Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust. Hallelujah. Their heir, which was due. So again, we see all of this continuing to flow of this unrighteousness and evilness. It's still here now. Things are not getting better, they're getting worse. Evil is oozing out of everywhere. They don't care anymore whether you know they're evil or not. They don't care. They're standing right out in front and lying to us. In Ezra chapter 9. Ezra chapter 9. It's right after 2 Chronicles. Ezra chapter 9. Let's read the first three verses together, please. Now, this is now the... associated with the lineage in Canaan. Okay, let's read it. When these things were done, the Levites... Hallelujah! Hallelujah! From the peoples of the lands, with respect to the abominations of the Canaanites, the Hittites, Perizzites, the Jezebites, Jezusites, Ammonites, Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and their sons, so that the holy seed, that's the seed of the Lord, the righteous seed of God, is mixed with the what? People of those lands. Indeed, the hand of the leaders and rulers have been foremost in this trespass. So when I heard this thing, I tore my garment and my robe and plucked out some of the hair of my head and beard and sat down astonished. And everyone who trembled at the words of the God of Israel assembled to me because of the transgression of those who had been carried away captive. And I sat astonished until evening sacrifice. Again, what he was talking about was intermarriage. He's saying, why? Why? They intermarried. The holy seed of God, the holy seed, the promised seed of Abraham, the promised seed that was coming down, was intermarrying with wickedness. And they began to pick up all of their things. They began to worship their gods and their goddesses. They began to believe in the same things. It was an intermarriage with the Canaanites. It was a bloodline. Eventually, I'm gonna jump all the way to, boom, we're going to go all the way to they eventually immigrated. The Canaanite line eventually immigrated to Britain and France. And as what you see right now, the bloodline of a European monarch. It's a European monarch. It's associated with the Canaanites, which are associated with who? Ham. It's associated with the seed of the serpent all the way down. Has everybody got it? Every president that's been president in this country comes from that bloodline. If you follow it all the way through, it goes all the way back to that bloodline. Every president, even Obama. Every from George Washington all the way. If you go into, you know, they have this religion that they, again, they're mysticists. You go in the Washington, D.C., and right in the big dome, they got a picture of George Washington. And around him, it's like he's ascending, but he's got virgins around him. I mean, we can go deep into this, but we don't have time. Ishka. So we see here this, all presidents, again, of the same bloodline, promoting the submitting and under the ruler of this world because they were groomed for this. Their purpose is wealth. I'm not saying they're all hybrids because even the carnal have been convinced to follow Satan because of wealth and fame. And Psalm 106, and we're going to probably have to continue. Oh, hallelujah. In Psalm 106, verse 32. Again, everything you see goes back to Lucifer exalting himself and what he did and what Nimrod did and what Cain did and all the way back. And what Ham did and everything. In verse 32, it says, they angered the Lord also at the waters of strife so that it went ill with Moses on account of them because they rebelled against his spirit so that he spoke rashly with his lips. Look at verse 34. They did not destroy the peoples concerning whom the Lord had commanded them. Remember, he was commanding them to kill all of them because they're hybrids or Nephilim. But they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their what? Learn their works. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. I want you to know something, that abortion is a sacrifice of sons and daughters to demons. See, people don't even know that the rulers of this country are servants of Satan. And they're allowing, come on, let's get real. Couldn't they just say no more? No more abortions, let's change this. They can't, because that's how they maintain their power, because they offer to Satan our children. You look at a dollar bill. What's on the dollar bill? It's got the pyramid, right? But you know there's something about it. It's unfinished. Was the Tower of Babel unfinished? Amen. Then it has the all-seeing eye, which is associated with the sun god. It's also a representation of whatever Pharaoh thought he was Ra, the god. These mystical beliefs and religious systems are true to them. They worship idols. They gather together. We got a video called What If, and it shows where these presidents and leaders have gone and worshiped on special place that they go worship these idols because they've been granted promises. They've been bred for this. They've been prepared for this. Do you notice all of a sudden some of them just come up from nowhere and boom, they're in. Oh, where'd you come from? You came from hell. God's people are being destroyed for lack of knowledge and not knowing these things, not making what is unseen to become seen. Hallelujah. Influence. Is everybody all right? You know, we are also from the seed of Abraham, the promised seed. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 3, let's go there real quick. Let's fly. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3. I think it's Galatians 3. It says in verse 15, "Brethren, I speak in the manner of men, though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or adds to it. Now Abraham and his seed," who was his seed? Jesus was the seed of Abraham. "Where the promises made, he does not say, and two seeds, as of many, but as of one, and your seed, who is Christ." See, Abraham was speaking of the one man, because he would come down from his family line. Same thing with King David. The seed of Christ was coming down the family line. Is everybody okay? Go to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, says, "He who sins is of little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the what? The devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God..." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. ...to go. Remember, he defeated him. Now it's our responsibility to carry that on. Let's go a little further. "Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for what? His seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God." In other words, sin doesn't have dominion over us because we apply the blood, we obey, when we have fellowship, we're filled with the Spirit, and we eat and drink of his body, his word, and his spirit. Amen? 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm going to skip a lot of stuff here, but I want to close. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 20, 2 Timothy 2, 20, "But in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "And useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call out on the Lord out of a pure heart." In other words, don't hang around with people that are carnal. "I'm a believer. Let's go to the bar." "Hello. Yeah, I'm a believer. Yeah, this is my friend, Lucy. She's a believer too. Oh, yeah, we're partners. Oh, yeah, we sleep together. Yeah, let's just, you're all invited to my house. Oh, good. So let's just go over to the sweet people Christian house that fornicate and serve the devil." Don't work that way. Stay away from them. Don't promote them and don't approve it. Because what you approve, you'll be judged for. Hallelujah. Verse 23, "But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to what? Able to teach. Patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them what? Repentance. So that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." And I want to close at Daniel 12. So we see here something very powerful. And Daniel's going to, in the book of Daniel, explains this too, that, again, I want to go back just to the area just very quickly as the listen, when these angels came in, their whole purpose was to establish a self-righteous religion, was to get people away from God, to bring technology and information, to be independent instead of dependent, and so that man would stay in a blinded state of being. and become a slave. Remember, demons get fed by your emotions. So that witchcraft would be established. So that curses could come on people. You know, when we were little kids, many of us, witchcraft has been placed upon us. By our own parents who loved us, who didn't know because they were ignorant. And they would go to church and on Sundays, but they would still practice witchcraft, Ouija boards, go to soothsayers or mediums, be involved in drugs or even in alcohol. That's all witchcraft, pornography. Hallelujah. My home, so I'm going to go put a statue in the ground. I'm thinking, what the heck is that? Some of the stuff I didn't know. You know, the infinite Prague and all this other stuff. People bow down and worship the Pope and kiss his hand. You need to slap him in the head, tell him to wake up. You're on your way to hell, homie. I remember somebody showed me soap on a rope and it had a Pope. The picture of the Pope. I said, a Pope on a rope. Hallelujah. Can you imagine a Pope's face or his name or whatever on a piece of soap with a rope? I'm thinking a Pope on a rope. You know, they go through the rituals and so forth. You're going to find that there are organizations that are some of the most wicked in the world, ruled by Satan's kingdom, but have a form of godliness. But it isn't true. Not true at all. And that the technology that they bring in, and they're increasing in technology now. Look at all the things that's happening right now. We're coming under one state, one control. The UN is one of the most wicked things that's ever come about. But of course, it's ruled by Satan. Everything is ruled by Satan, even fashion. Everything is. Everything that you see, there's some influence will work. There's always some influence in every area, billboards, all kinds of stuff. You know, money says, if you could really see the true meaning of money when somebody's holding money, it says, you're God. You see a store that says, sale. It says, buy more. You know, all these subliminal messages that are everywhere, that are coming from every area of Satan's kingdom. In Daniel 12, in verse 1 through 4. Oh, I'm in Isaiah. No wonder why it doesn't look right. Hallelujah. Daniel 12. Verse 1, let's speak it together. I think this is it. Daniel 12. Very good. Not what I want to do. Oh, yeah. And at that time it says, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, which is Israel. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was on a nation. Even to that time, and at that time your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book of life. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt or judgment. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Are we there now? Yes. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. That's technology. Shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this side of the river bank and one on the other side. And the one said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in the linen who was above the waters and over the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times, and half time. Hallelujah. 3.5 years. That's the final of the tribulation. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said to me, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed. They're closed up and they're sealed for the time of the end. They're being opened now. The falling away has begun. Many will fall, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. It's happening. It's time that we awaken. All the disasters you're seeing right now is just to awaken. Amen? Everybody okay? And the seed of the serpent is still being planted on. Father, we give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you for your word. We ask, Lord, that you'll protect this word with the blood of Jesus, that the devil steal none of this, and that you'll bring it to remembrance so that we may tell others and be prepared with discernment and sensitivity to the things of your spirit. Lord, I want to thank you for every watcher and everyone listening today. And for further information, please go to theeternallibrary.org. And you can look up demons and serpents and learn more. May the Lord bless you and keep you and visit you and establish you for his glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.